This morning, we hear from a 15-year-old radio rookie from Flushing, Queens. Heidi Cho's parents locked the television in their bedroom because they thought she was watching too much TV. And sometimes her mom pulls a chair up next to her to see what Heidi's writing online. That kind of attention drives Heidi crazy.
My parents own a Korean comic book store that's always filled with teens, smoking cigarette after cigarette. You can usually see a cloud of smoke hovering somewhere near the ceiling. The girl who used to work at the cash register told me that when I'm not there, my mom talks about me like I'm a perfect little angel.
Your mom is a blah, 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 Heidi, blah, 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 my dear, blah, 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 she's so smart, she's so good, she's just so...
So they don't say anything bad about us?
Never.
Never?
Yeah, don't you understand? That is a parent. That's a parent. They think my children is the best. Yeah, best.
But when we're at home, my mom's a completely different person. She yells at my sister and me all the time, telling us that our room is messier than a pigsty, and that when we grow up, no one will ever want to marry us. She says, if you get a boyfriend, I'll show him your room and he'll run away. She always finds something to complain about.
I forgot my bag.
Should have gotten ready sooner. Why do you wait until the last minute?
The way she talks makes me feel so stupid.
When you get up late, day is very short. When you grow up,
I've learned to just sit there and look like I'm listening. When I start to get upset, I try to hide it, but sometimes I explode like a bottle of soda that's been shaken too much. When that happens, she gets really, really mad. She treats me like a bug. And if she gets mad enough, she treats me like a centipede. She hates those.
Okay.
Sometimes, I just have to get away for a while, so I sneak over to my best friend's house.
I told my dad I'm on my way home, but actually I'm going to Annie's house.
My dad thinks hanging out with friends is a waste of time.
I'm gonna like chill for a while.
좋은 친구 관계.
It helps the relationship more if you're apart sometimes than if you're always together.
My parents like to keep me at home where they can watch me, but then they hate it when I tie up the phone line talking to my friends online.
So many email things, 1 hour, 2 hours until 3 o'clock, and tomorrow morning when they go to school, so sleepy they can't concentrate.
Annie!
Even Annie knows my mom worries.
What do you think of my parents?
Your mom, she likes to be a part of your life. She's always asking me, oh, with Heidi here and with Heidi there. Like, they limit you to a lot, causing you to be very frustrated and want to use profanity.
Another radio rookie, Linda, thinks that our parents are just too old to understand us.
Because, you know, our parents, they're like, what, from the 60s? So they don't know anything. The world has changed so much, so, you know, they don't know anything.
Hey!
I spoke to a parenting expert who agrees with Linda. Dr. Ron Taffel says when he was young, parents knew what was happening in their children's lives.
If I crossed against the light here in the city, my mother knew about it before I got home. It's very hard to imagine such a thing happening now. The checkout girl at Staples or Kmart or anywhere else isn't going to tell any parent they're worried about their kids.
My mom grew up in a small town in Korea where she says everyone knew each other. Now she's raising us in a city of 8 million people. I take the subway through 3 different boroughs just to get to school every day. My parents have no way to know who my friends are and what I do with them. Dr. Taffel says they're what he calls a second family.
What is the second family?
The second family is, the way I look at it, is the combined power of the peer group and the pop culture, which can be very powerfully good for them and also be dangerous and difficult for them.
That's exactly what my mom always worries about.
So many children have a drug and cigarette smoking.
You really think we would take drugs and cigarettes?
I don't think so, but if they join the group and they want to be looks like friends, so looks cool, whatever.
So do you really think we're going to do that?
I don't think so.
So why?
And I hope so.
Why do you worry a lot?
So many parents work so much, so they don't have really good time to take care of children.
Lately, I hear these ads on the radio that are so annoying.
Mom, Dad, someone's gonna try to get me to take drugs.
You're gonna have to make me tell you where I am.
And who I'm with. Every day, you gotta be the grown-up.
It's called the Questions Campaign.
We have emotionally charged campaigns that try to get parents to realize the power they have if they get engaged in kids' daily lives.
That's Gina Marston from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, which started the campaign. Talking to her was kind of funny because she kept saying, as the research shows
very, very clearly that that is what kids want. They prefer an involved, hands-on parent than a parent that's going to be emotionally distant and not interested.
My mom tries to control my life so much that sometimes I feel like doing something bad just to prove that she doesn't know everything and she can't control me. So I kept asking Gina Marston if parents can be too involved.
So how much do you think that the parents should be involved?
Do you think the parents being involved in their lives could be
if they were too sometimes? Involved? Could it be more hurtful to the child?
No, there's really no research that says that, but I hear that you're saying that that's your personal experience, and what I would suggest to you is that there could be a wonderful opportunity there for you to have a dialogue with your parents that might
dialogue? Lead you to a surprising place. I've never thought I could have a talk with my parents where we'd actually listen to each other.
Why do you worry about us?
Because my children and I worry about your future.
Why?
You're very important for my life than my life. Korean parents, they think their children is hope.
Wow, I didn't expect her to say that. I thought she'd say something about how we would grow up and get good jobs and then take good care of her when she's old or something like that. I didn't think I was that important because she's always telling me to be better. But being so important in someone's life can be stressful, especially when you disappoint them. Sometimes I wish my parents would care more about their own lives and not pay so much attention to mine. My friend Annie and I think if parents give us more chances to do things on our own, they might be surprised.
My sister, when she first ate watermelon, they were so worried she would swallow the seeds. So they got all the seeds out for her. Chopped it up and whatever, so it's convenient, so she wouldn't swallow the seeds, she wouldn't choke or something. And my uncle told me that when it was my turn, they forgot about me, and I ate it, and I just spat it on my own. They're like, oh, look, she did it on her own.
Mom, Dad.
You are miserable parents.
One of the ads from the Questions Campaign has all these kids complaining about their parents being in their faces all the time.
You invaded my privacy.
My privacy?
I hated it.
I hated you.
Why couldn't you leave me alone?
Just leave me alone.
I thought you were the worst parents in the world.
I thought you were the worst parents in the world.
They all thank their parents.
Thanks.
I just don't get it. I am thankful that my parents think I'm important. Sometimes I forget other kids aren't so lucky. I guess the grass seems greener on the other side. I just hope my parents will let me learn to take care of myself and maybe swallow some watermelon seeds now and then. And I hope I won't choke. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Heidi Cho.